Hi,
hello people, we are the
Honest Squared.
We are the Honest Squared.
I think we should just go with that. Yeah. Now we always forget whether we're one or the other.
Yeah, because our Zoom name is the Honest, so it gets like confusing a bit. Yeah,
well, it's Honest Squared, we're back, and we are gonna do a fat PHAT reflection
on our friendship and how it's going so far, and you know how it's been under COVID and all that jazz.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we did this was the very first episode where we talked about how we met. And that was sort of a long time ago. Must have been at least a year, right?
Yeah.
At least a year. That's crazy. I can't believe we've been doing this for a year.
I know. That is wild.
I can't believe you're guys listening to this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be pretty consistent too, surprisingly, for a bunch of
high school
children.
Children. Yes, we are. But we were talking about this particular incident because it was funny and relevant. But basically, when we were like in ninth grade, I think I went over to Anya's house, and this is like one of our first sleepovers, and we like nicked a beer from the fridge or two, and it was like this really cheap, nasty
Indian brand.
No, Chinese brand.
Was it really Chinese?
It was a Chinese brand.
Oh God.
Or it might have been Arabic. But something,
I think
you're right. It was a nasty, like, red canned cheap beer. But, you know, we were kids, so everything tasted expensive, right?
Yes.
And that was, like, the first time, I think, at least for me, I've done anything sneaky like that.
Not me.
Okay, that was sad. Set of sounds right there. But that, I remember we were like minorly panicking and we locked ourselves in the bathroom and we were just like quietly drinking and splitting it.
Yeah, but I feel like after a bit, once we started like feeling it or whatever and we were loud, I was like, okay, yeah, they probably definitely know because of how loud we are.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
Scary as hell, but fun.
Yeah.
And today I'm at Anya's place again, her new place, and she asked her mother permission, and her mom said yes.
Personal growth.
Right? And so we actually split a really nice, good quality German beer.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty good.
We just bonded and had a beer.
And it felt weird, like, dipping our toe into what, like, being an adult is, or what people think being an adult is.
For sure.
It's just, like, it's strange.
Felt kind of foreign, kind of a little bit nervous, but more than having it be scary with the fact that our parents would find out, it's just weird being allowed to drink.
Right, yeah.
Because we're, like, we're of age now, at least, sort of, to, do such things, and our parents are cool with it under supervision, and we're responsible kids. You know, you and I have never been sneaky high school kids.
Exactly. We haven't, like, snuck out to go partying with a bunch of boys or college students or whatever, with doing drugs and, like, injecting heroin or things like that.
Specifically that, yeah.
Like snorting a line of cocaine.
Yeah, we've never done that. We've always been good kids, actually.
Yeah, I think the really small, dumb things that we do, like stealing a beer, we get in trouble for, and then we're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like we've never done anything that really risked our health or risked safety or anything. We've been pretty sensible.
Yeah, yeah. We won't like take a ride with some rando on a tuk-tuk or something.
Especially not in India.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're made to be pretty cautious of our safety.
Yeah.
Especially at night and, like, wearing certain provocative things. Like, wow, shorts.
Oh, my God. The fact that shorts, man. Anything above the knee is, like... Yeah. Which is weird.
I don't understand thigh-high boots. Because it's like, you're covering all of your leg except for a little slit. And that's meant to be provocative. Like, what? I don't get it.
You might as well wear jeans.
Exactly.
It's like, I feel like they're upside-down jeans. Secretly,
exactly.
Right? Like, upside-down mom jeans or something.
Right. It just, like, shows a little small gap on your thigh. Why are thighs so, like, sexy?
They're, like, literally fat and some muscle and bone.
It's just my quads, man. Let me do my squats in peace.
Exactly. Right? There's no reason for thighs to be attractive, but I guess biological stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it. We don't have those kind of hormones in us, so
no,
it's
I guess
hard
not.
To see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre what people find attractive.
I know, yeah.
Right? Like, some things I just
don't get.
Can you
imagine someone being attracted to, like, elbows?
Just like, imagine. I mean, we're not shaming you if you're into elbows, but we just don't get it.
Yeah.
You do you, but we don't get it.
But also, like, our school doesn't have this, but having your shoulders out.
Yeah.
Like, when I moved here, I thought that, like, wearing a spaghetti strap was not allowed, and that I would get in deep trouble for doing it, because I was in trouble in the U.S. like wearing shorts that were like somewhat short, you know. I wore like shorts, so we had a code that if it wasn't up to your fingers, then it was too short, but my arms were pretty long for my body at the point, so
it's kind of
there was like no shorts unless it was like Bermuda cut that would work, and Bermuda shorts are not cute. So,
no, they're not.
Like, I would get in trouble for the smallest, dumbest things.
Interesting.
And you, like, spaghetti straps were out of the question. You could not wear them. So moving here, I was like, wow, there was literally no dress code. That's insane.
To be fair, we do have a dress code, but it's very respectable. It's like, you should wear what you genuinely believe is culturally appropriate for a conservative culture.
Yeah.
And I think that's respectful. And of course, I feel like some people have certainly gotten dress coded.
Yeah.
If you, obviously, you should be dress coded if you're wearing like hot booty shorts or what are they called? What does my dad call them? hot booty pants. It's basically hot pants or like booty shorts. Yeah. But he likes to mix it up because he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Or like having your midriff just fully out or...
Yeah.
Like wearing a tube top and like low-rise shorts, things like that.
Or like hella cleavage. We don't need to. We don't need to see that. Put that away, man. That's for your...
But it's weird because I don't think anyone has been dress coded for cleavage. Because that's kind of like.
But none. Okay, let's be real. None of the girls in our school really have boobs that big. Okay, don't.
But there's some, but I've.
True.
They don't do it too often. And interestingly enough, like the teachers' children are the one who.
Dress the most interesting.
Show the most, which is interesting.
But they can, because they're teacher kids, man.
Exactly. And, like, they can kind of get away with it.
But that helps us, though.
Exactly.
Because, like, if they can get away with it, why can't we get away with it?
I also just... But I'm English.
Oh, my goodness. You done having a stroke there?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But what I was going with this is, you know, why are shoulders sexualized? Like, why is it, like, if I have my shoulder out, that is... gonna distract the boys or something.
Yeah, I really don't get that. I really don't get the shoulder thing.
Yeah, if anything, we should show shoulders so guys know what a female shoulder looks like and they won't, like, cream their pants in real life whenever they see one. Like, we're preparing them for actual life where shoulders exist and are shown.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Like, for guys, it's not the same at all. Like, they can show any body part of them.
And it doesn't matter, because, like...
Exactly.
But there's also the danger, right? Because, like, if a guy dresses up and, like, if he's, like, muscly and he dresses up in a tight shirt or something, and obviously, like, a girl might find that attractive. It's not like she's gonna advance on him and, like...
Oh, yeah, I get
this
it.
This is a strong word, but it's true and relevant. Rape him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so much more common for a girl to face that from a guy.
Exactly, that makes sense.
I hate that weakness factor, you know? The fact that it's assumed that girls are super weak.
No, it should be assumed that girls have a taser on them at all times so that guys don't do anything.
I think girls should have tasers on. Well, okay, that's... Well, at least pepper spray, right?
I've debated just, like, just carrying a small weapon at all times.
You know, I really like the lipstick taser from Despicable Me.
Exactly,
I think that's not at all a bad idea.
Yeah. I always have pepper spray, which... Yeah.
I need to get me some of that.
I know.
Man, it's sad, though. The fact that we have to think this way. Like, Ani and I were talking about this. If we were teenage boys, our parents wouldn't care if we took, like, an Uber or, like, taxi or something to go to somewhere and late at night, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, the safety factor would be there. But the fact that we're girls makes it so much less safe.
Yeah, especially, like, in the country we live in. If you do that, then you're more likely to just be... yeeted away, especially since we don't speak the native language,
and it makes it more hard to communicate. And it's so interesting because if you speak the native language, apparently, like it's like they accept it and they're like, okay, we can respect this person and we won't mess with them. It's so weird. But if you don't, then it's like, oh, it's a foreigner, we can take advantage.
But I think it's like taking advantage, you know. If they speak the language, they like they understand where they're going. Mm-hmm. They are more likely to like read the signs and be like, oh, this is not where my house is.
Right.
But a foreigner's like, where am I going? I don't know where I'm going. I can't read the signs.
Exactly.
Where's my hotel?
Dangerous, man.
Yeah. That's why even when I'm on in a car with a friend or like taking a ride with someone, I still have my Google Map open to see if I'm going the right direction.
Definitely. Yeah.
Not to like, you know, are they gonna take advantage of me? It's more like am I going the right direction or whatnot? Yeah. But also if I'm riding with a dude on the way back home at night and he's inebriated, then I'm like, Google Maps.
For sure.
Everything needs to be on.
Yeah. But I hate the very fact that I only really feel safer if there's a dude traveling with me. Like a guy that I know. Like, yeah. I feel safer than if I'm traveling alone.
Yeah, you know, when I travel internationally with my family, a BIM is always meant to sit in between me and a stranger if the stranger is a guy.
My sister and I alternate at this point.
See, that makes sense, but, like, you know, my brother's kind of tall, and, like, he's...
He's a guy.
He's, like, kind of turning into a man. He's going through puberty and all that jazz.
Right.
So he's the one who's, like, sits in the middle and all that. Because, like, girls also get sexually abused on planes quite often.
I've heard some awful stories.
Yeah, so he's just there to make sure that doesn't happen. And, of course, like, if you're falling asleep, you don't want to put your shoulder on a strange guy's shoulder.
Yeah. That's happened to me, but not me falling asleep on a strange guy, but a strange guy falling asleep on me. It was weird.
That's still gross. We were
on a school trip, and I think he genuinely didn't know, but he passed out, and his head was literally on my shoulder while I was sleeping. And I woke up, and I was like, sir? So I kind of had to, like, kind of push him to the side, and thankfully he didn't wake up, and he didn't realize, but... It's kind of uncomfortable, but, you know.
But it's kind of, like, endearing and cute, because, like, when I travel internationally and I'm in India, and I'm on a bus or something, and I'm on, you know, like, those plain airport buses where you're, like, standing in between terminals and all that? So, I don't wear anything provocative. I wear, like, leggings and a comfortable t-shirt and whatnot. But some old man might still, like, look me over.
Mm-hmm.
But a BIM will be there, and he'll, like, be in the way and give him a look back. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of sweet. Okay.
Wait, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
And I wish I had a brother.
Just, like, having someone to, like, look over at you. And also, when I was dating a certain person, if I was like, oh, that person just stared at me, he'd be like, who stared at you? What did he do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, no, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, having someone to, like, protect you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, like, endearing, but also gross. We don't need that.
Yeah. The fact that you need it is gross, but the fact that they do it is kind.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's nice to have somebody look out for you there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a funky situation.
Does your boyfriend do that, where if, like, someone stares at you or, like, looks at you a certain way, he's just like...
I don't think we've ever been in that situation, but if we were, he would definitely would.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, if I can tell you for a fact, like, if we were both together and somebody did anything to me, he would get, like, real mad.
Yeah.
He would definitely protect me, which I appreciate, but I also like to protect myself, because, I mean, I am a boxer.
Yes,
so I would like to make it known that I'm capable of protecting myself, but sometimes just the fact that there's a male presence sort of dissuades other guys from... trying anything, which is nice.
Yeah.
Sad, but nice, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah. But
yeah, we're supposed to reflect over our friendship. We went on, like, a whole tangent.
Dang, I don't know how that happened.
But, like, yeah, originally, of course, I think we've been over this a couple times, but, like, originally, we were kind of meek, kind of like the stereotypical girls when they meet, hi, how are you doing?
We were very surface level friendly.
Exactly, yeah. And I know personally, I didn't really have a true friend here the first year. So I was kind of, you know, I was mutually friends with everybody and on good terms. And I
think even you and I were kind of like mutually friends in ninth grade.
Yeah.
But we sort of clicked in like classes that we had.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we had bio together, and we were friends, but we weren't, like, that close.
Right.
But in social studies, like, we sort of had a good group of people, but we were, like, the two girls in that group, and we kind of, like, ended up bonding over a lot of stuff.
Right, yeah.
So we ended up becoming pretty close. But I would say more towards the end of ninth grade, we got close.
Yeah, and then, like, towards the end of 10th grade, we got closer, and then towards the end of 11th grade,
and then here we are, and we're buddies.
We are best buddies. We talk about everything.
Literally everything.
Literally everything.
There's not a single topic I think we haven't crossed, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly.
That is wild. Like, I don't have any dark, deep secrets with you.
Same. Or, like, anything that I feel ashamed to talk about.
I don't feel ashamed to talk about literally anything with you. Like, we've pretty much talked about everything under the sun and over it, and, like... Next universe, that universe is, that is on the side over there, that one's
we talk. There, exactly. Yes.
But that's pretty interesting.
I think it's really nice to have someone to just talk about anything and everything with, especially like, if your parents aren't as accepting or you're not able to open up to them as much, then like having that friend there is really nice.
Absolutely, agreed. And that person that you like, you can always rely on. And the thing that I really like about Anya is that she's very sensible. And she's extremely mature. And so, like, if I come to her with an issue and I need help, she's not going to be like, "Aw, I'm so sorry. Can I help?" Like, nobody does that. But she's more like, "Hey, buddy, I'm sorry. Like, let me give you some advice. I'll take care of you. I got you." Like, it's a very comforting thing. It's not like I feel like I'm getting sympathy that's like sort of without substance. It's like genuine sympathy and genuine understanding. So that's one of the things I really like about that.
And I love how you are such a great listener.
Aww.
And like, you know, of course we both have that mutual understanding of like, we can always come to each other with any problem.
Right, yeah.
And be able to get like honest feedback and, you know, sympathy and whatnot. But like, if I ever have even the stupidest, smallest boy problem that the two of us are kind of both over, mm-hmm. I still just have because I'm dumb. Aww. You're still like willing to listen.
Of course.
And like coach me through it. Well, it's just like, yeah, thank you.
We help each other out. We exactly. just high-fived for your information. I had to explain that. But no, I mean, we've definitely come a long way. I remember obviously being a little bit intimidated by you at the beginning, but I understand why now, because you sort of have that, like, I can be within myself and I'm happy with being just me complex
yeah.
when somebody first meets you, which is perfectly understandable. I'm also just a sensitive little...
Same
so, like, that's why I took that as, like, a, well, maybe she doesn't like me.
Oh.
But no, but it turned out fine.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm literally sitting in your house in Turkey with you, exactly, so it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting how first impressions are so different from, like,
yeah,
when you get to know that friend.
I feel like if you didn't make the effort to, like, get to know me better, like, be the first person I talked to and all that jazz, then we wouldn't have been friends. Because, like, I know I was very closed off and I wasn't, like, outwardly... saying, hi, what's your name? I'm Anya, I'm here, mm-hmm, I'm mm-hmm. new, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, it was very new for me.
It's tough to be a new kid, I don't blame you.
It's tough, but, like, if you weren't the first person to, like, make the move, mm-hmm. then we would have been, like, the same place. So, good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna put some lights on.
Sure. No, I mean, but to be honest, it was kind of like I had just sort of come out of my very introverted shell.
Yeah.
So, like, I was also new to that whole concept of, like, you know, reaching out to somebody mm-hmm. and trying to be friends with them. So, you were kind of like my experiment of me trying to figure myself out.
Oh, wow.
So, you were the first person that I actually... was open with and reached out, and I can tell you there were so many moments where I was so uncomfortable doing this, but I forced myself to do it because if I didn't, I knew I would never forgive myself. So I was like, oh, okay, wow. Go up to her, go talk to her, go speak with her, go hang out with her, and like,
wow.
I didn't know how to take it. Yeah, it was really, really, really a time of change for both of us, I feel.
Yeah, I think I wasn't looking for like a solid, stable friendship. There's kind of an echo here.
A little bit of an echo, yes.
Interesting. But yeah, anyways, I wasn't looking for, like, a best friend situation. But I was looking for, like, as many friends as I could get so mm-hmm. I could, like, have friends and have people to talk to. Because mm-hmm. it's really, really awkward being the only person in a school. Like, if you're sitting alone or if you're not with someone, it's, like, automatically made that you feel weird.
But we also are a little socially anxious, so...
Yeah, I'm still, like, socially anxious.
I'm definitely socially anxious. Like,
yeah. I overthink every situation. It's so bad.
I mean, you're getting a lot better, though.
Thank you.
You really are. Like, from ninth grade Anya to, like, 12th grade Anya,
yeah,
you've changed a lot.
Yeah,
19
Anya was a time. She was honest. She was herself.
But, you know, we all have our things.
Yeah.
But, like, I think for me as well, for sure, I've definitely changed as... from ninth grade Anya.
Exactly, yeah.
We're two different Anyas.
Yeah, but we're better.
We are better. We've grown... And did we reflect at all in ninth grade on our... No, obviously.
Definitely not. Not even in 10th.
No, 10th we did. Remember, we were on a school trip together and we did those little mini podcasts. That's where this stemmed from.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know. We probably mentioned this in our...
Oh, those were so awkward, though.
They were very awkward. I probably listened back to them a while ago, but... we probably mentioned this in our first episode, but this podcast sort of stemmed from us... doing these little voice recordings on each day of our school trip, mm-hmm. reflecting on the day, talking about stuff.
But I feel like it was just like a, wow, we did this hike today and we got to this peak. It wasn't like
it's more like a journal.
Yeah, it wasn't like a
podcast.
We grew into this. This experience made me more like this kind of person.
That's,
you know?
True, yeah. This is more like that. This is more reflective and like, we feel like we're talking to an audience, but at the same time, just having a conversation with each other.
Exactly, yeah.
Which
you guys just happen to be here, which is...
Third-party listening.
Exactly.
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Sure.
Call it that.
No, it's called that.
That's what a podcast is. Third-party listening.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, I mean, pretty much, we've come a long way.
Yeah, and if you guys can find someone who's able to allow you to grow and reflect... then
yeah.
I say really make that connection yeah. and appreciate.
And super last quick thing to add before we cut mm-hmm. end the podcast, but like, I've never liked stepping out of my comfort zone. Like, that's something that I was not into. But then Anya sort of pulled me into that. Like, I was very strict with sort of the way, the kind of music I listened to, the kind of shows I watched, the stuff that I did. I was like, I don't want to accept other people's, like, offers. Then, apparently, you know, and now I'm listening to indie and watching anime. And I love it, honestly. So, thanks exactly. for pushing me out of my comfort zone and helping Thank me be you. Confident.
But also you, I felt like I was kind of like an ice queen, very unapproachable, nobody could talk to me, I couldn't give proper advice, and like be there for someone emotionally. But now I learned that from you, how to be caring.
Hey!
Hey.
We learned a lot. Get exactly. yourselves a friend like an Anya.
That works both ways!
Exactly!
Oh my god, I love that. Oh god, okay, with that we shall end.
Yeah, thanks guys for listening, and have a good one.
Bye!